everybody. Welcome back to the True Peak Hour podcast powered by Engineers. I am here, Crystal Jerez, with the co-host,
Jennifer Ortiz.
Yes, we are back.
We're finally back to our regular schedule.
Yeah, so in case you guys didn't pick up on this, we pre-recorded our first few episodes while I was basically on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. And we're actually pausing the schedule that we had planned ahead to talk about our NAM experience. So this is kind of like an intermission episode of those first few episodes that we pre-recorded.
Yes.
And we are just super excited about our NAM experience that we dusted off our podcast table, went back to the engineer's compound,
yep,
and are recording now.
Yeah, we are here and I'm actually happy to be back.
Me too.
Yeah, it had been
It's been like 2 months, basically. I had like my baby like 2 days after the last time we recorded.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
So
and now the baby has teeth. He's just walking.
Yeah, he drives now.
He drives. Got his license. 18. About to be 21.
Oh my god. Basically, that's how fast time flies. But yeah, I'm really happy to be back. How's it been for you?
It's been good. Just been mixing. But that whole NAM weekend was kind of, it was a lot of networking, a lot of people watching, a lot of booths, and a lot of equipment. And I remember we both went on Friday.
Yes.
We carpooled from LA, no, from Northridge.
Yeah, we're eco-friendly.
We carpooled, got to Anaheim, you know, chilled the whole day. My feet were just killing me at the end of the day, each night, basically.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. It was a lot after being inside a studio and during COVID, just without talking to that much people within a day.
I feel like everybody's initial reaction was like, well, I have not interacted with this many people since COVID. Which was exciting, but also very overwhelming for most people I spoke with.
Yeah.
But overall, very great experience. I've never been a NAM before.
Yeah, NAM 2022.
Yeah, my first NAM. And the only thing I had to compare it with was AES on the East Coast in New York, which I've been to many times. And that was like really the only thing I could compare it with. And wow, vastly different experiences for sure. Both really great, but the immense experience that is NAM. I mean, like it was...
It's a whole energy thing too.
Yeah, it was like super upbeat. And obviously, because people were very excited to just like interact with folks again. But I mean, there's food trucks, there's DJs. It was spread out across different buildings. Like I had no idea. I told you the first day, I thought the space that we were in with the engineers booth, I thought that was all of NAM.
Yeah.
Because, like,
that one building area level,
one floor. Yeah, that's it. Like, I thought that was NAM. And then I found out that there was, like,
another building.
Yeah. And then halls within that building and ballrooms and all this stuff. I was like, whoa, I was not ready for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, initial takeaway was that I had a great time.
It's a huge convention center. That's where they held Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Comic-Con and all these big conventions. So just to walk through those halls and outside, I'm just like, damn, I got to go now coming to Comic-Con. It's a dope arena convention right next to Disneyland. That was really dope to me, too. I hadn't been there for like 2 years. So coming back this time, knowing people on the panels and networking with people I follow on Instagram was just even a better experience. I got to meet a lot of my I guess social media peers and just conversate with them and even like people who work for certain companies, audio companies. I got to meet them and exchanging Instagrams again and just communicating with them and just having a great time and also drinking some beers because they would also, there were certain booths that had happy hour.
Yeah, I loved it. It was
like the Dolby Atmos booth had a happy hour.
Yeah, it was like little party vibes. When we first pulled up to NAM, I like knew we arrived there because it was just following the sea of like black t-shirts, like the audio engineer's uniform. I was like, oh, we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all here. I'm here with my people.
Yeah,
my peoples. Yeah. No, it was cool. Like you said, I honestly haven't had the chance to network with folks in LA since moving because I moved here, California, went back into lockdown, and then I've pretty much been in the studio.
Right.
And then I super was avoiding people because of my pregnancy, so I was trying to be like super safe and healthy.
Yeah.
So that was like my first time meeting so many people that I only knew online. And it was definitely like my favorite part of NAMM was like finally meeting them in person and being like, oh, you're, you know, at this Instagram handle.
Yeah, exactly. you finally meet them in person via their handle and you finally know their real names. Take pictures and go back on social media.
Yeah,
and
just tag them.
Like, hey, guess what? Nice seeing you. But yeah, I also bumped into a lot of old school college friends that I went to school with.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, you're here, you know? So that was super dope.
I think the big star of NAMM, which we're obviously going to talk about because we wouldn't be here without them, is the engineers booth.
Oh, man. That was
crazy.
Crazy.
Right?
Every panelist, every time they had a panel of engineers getting interviewed, there was like a crowd around the booth, and that was like there was different booths around and stuff, but the engineers booth had the biggest crowd every time.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was gonna be fire because when they announced the lineup, I was like, man, these are like the creme de la creme of engineers, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, they had the biggest crowd, and each conversation between the engineers on the panels that they had was amazing.
Yeah, they had Neil Pope, Marcella, who was doing the hosting, and TZO Baines, David Young Kim with Hit Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jess Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so many. Depp, Million Dollar Snare on Instagram.
Of course. You know. Finally got to meet him in person and answering questions. My favorite one was the Neil Pope one because I was really interested in like hearing what he had to say about the Tyler, the Creator albums and the way he mixed it and stuff. So it was nice seeing him and hearing what he did on it.
Yeah, I definitely have to applaud engineers because it was a lot of engineers that we wanted to hear from.
Yep.
And just the conversations that were presented were important and everyone learned something.
Yeah.
And it was also cool because that became the spot to meet people.
Yes.
So, like, I was like, oh, I'm at the engineers booth. Like, wait for me here. And then, or I knew I could run into people that, like, I wanted to meet.
Yes.
Even if it was just Instagram, like, peers. Like, I was like, yeah, catch me at the engineers booth. And I just met so many people. Mm-hmm. I know for us within the engineers platform community, EDG Mixing, Travis from Lost Studios, I know them from online, from Instagram.
Online. They're not. They're located like in New York, and they flew out here for them. So that was pretty dope seeing them again.
Yeah, and then meeting them. So it was like not just about meeting the engineers that were on the panel, but just meeting the engineers community.
Yeah,
I don't know. Something was really special about that booth. It was like the coffee shop. What else was a big takeaway for you?
Just the gear. I walked around, saw a bunch of speakers everywhere. Amphion, PMCs, Osbergs. You could just sit there and listen to them. And right now, there's this like whole Dolby Atmos surround sound system. So everybody's trying to like jump on board and make their own speakers. And just that was just a big thing for me. That I've noticed, the Dolby Atmos booth also had like a home theater set up, and you could sit. They literally had like a
living room,
room, and they had their own speakers, which were outputting surround sounds, and it made me want to like take all of that home, put it in my living room.
All 12 speakers.
All 12 speakers. They fit.
Four subs.
But I
always like meeting the people or the teams behind the smaller, like, just the smaller gear companies. Mm-hmm. They're always the nicest individuals. Mm-hmm. Mark from Better Maker.
Right.
He was super nice I loved talking to him.
Yeah.
Julian from Amphion. Amphion's obviously not a small company, but it's, I swear, anytime I see them, it's just Julian ready to just help individuals shop their speakers. Mm-hmm. And I just love that homie vibe where I haven't seen those in people in like 2-3 years, but they remember you, they recognize you. And it's just a nice community. What else? There's, I'm trying to think of other companies. Sound Toys is always like a nice, fun booth.
Manny Marroquin was, I think he has some new headphones coming out.
Yeah, so he has new headphones with Audis.
Yes.
The MM, maybe 500s, I think they're called. But yeah, he, which is actually really cool because he was at the booth most of the time. So most you can go and literally like walk up to Manny and talk to him, which we did.
We definitely talked to him. Yes, I definitely tried and walked up in there and just kind of squeezed through the group and was like, hey. I was kind of nervous though. But we definitely talked about the Kendrick Lamar album. And he said that that is his that is his favorite album he's ever mixed.
Yeah, he's ever worked on. Yeah,
he's ever worked on.
I love to mention, because it makes me really proud, that Manny is Guatemalan, as so are we.
Yes.
You know, shout out to us Latino folk out here in the audio world.
Yeah. Representing the Latino gang.
Yeah.
Crew, family, all that stuff.
Yeah, but that was cool. I actually, at the Autotune booth too, I saw Sylvia Massey.
Right.
I'm a very big fan of hers.
Yes.
She had a very like intimate conversation at the Autotune booth, which is amazing, because when I've seen her at other panels, it's like just kind of overwhelming with the crowd. And the Autotune booth setting was also like very living room-ish.
Yes.
So it was really dope to listen to her in a more intimate environment. I'm a super big fan of hers. If you guys haven't checked out her book, Recording Unhinged, You're Missing Out, order it today on Amazon. Trust me, you won't regret it. All the doodles are like by her. She's also an artist. So if you're kind of in a recording rut and you need some ideas, check that book out. That's my little plug.
It's very colorful too. It's not just black and white.
Yeah, no, it's the textbook of my dreams.
Yeah, I love it too. I have a copy at home. It's like big too. It's like not a small book. It's like a tall book.
It's tall. It's like a coffee table size book, really. Okay. Yeah. I definitely recommend it though. I didn't go on the second day.
Oh.
So I only went the first day, which we said, feet hurt, overwhelmed with so much audio excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't make it out on the second day. How was it?
I went the second day. It was the same thing, but this time, because the first day we just stayed around like the audio side and in the by the engineer's booth. So I didn't venture. We didn't venture out together. But the second day I was like, okay, I'm going to actually venture out. So I went to the other building, and that was like a bigger building. And that's where they had like all the acoustic instruments, all the drums, all violins, trumpets. They were just showcasing all those instruments. They even had marching band instruments. That was like, I used to be in marching band back in high school. So I remember when I saw that, I was like, oh shit. Like it was all the like, you know, the marching band drums and like all the gear that they wear. It's like this new updated gear. It's like lighter and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that's fancy. They also had like a big DJ section where like Pioneer, and I was passing by and they had like four women DJing at the same time. So that was pretty cool. And there was a section where it was just electrical guitars and pedals and amps. And it's funny because you go in these sections and you hear like different instrument being played, like
it's
electrical.
It's like Guitar Center.
Like a huge Guitar Center. Yeah, yeah. That was like that side of the building. And there was also ballrooms. So in each ballroom, they had speakers. And one ballroom was Dave Pensado's. So I was able to like catch Manny Marroquin and Dave Pensado's in the Dave Pensado's ballroom, you know, just talking about his career and stuff. And that whole ballroom was also packed. I didn't even sit. I was like on the side standing.
Yeah, I saw your photo. That's what Engineers is about to have to do with that crowd that they had in their booth. Yeah.
Wow, that would be super dope.
Yeah, we were all like just like taking over that one floor.
Yes.
So that's cool though.
You know, at some point I heard that there were, I guess the convention people were like, make way, make way. They're like moving people around because we're kind of crowding this spot. So, you know, for emergency reasons, they had to,
clear some space
so people can walk through or run through just in case something were to happen. Well, hopefully not, but, you know,
yeah,
that was funny. But, yeah, maybe next year they're going to need a whole ballroom.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I was bummed I didn't make it to the second day. I was in the middle of moving. Mm-hmm. But on the third day, I felt like I made it up. I didn't go the third day because, you know, moving. But we were invited to
the industry swap meet.
There it is. That's what it was called. Yes, that's kind of what I left it hanging. I wasn't sure what it was called.
They're a big clubhouse, I guess, team in a sense. I remember during the pandemic, clubhouse was like a big thing. And the industry swap meet, they were like an audio engineers club room, and at the time they would have like big mix engineers just speaking about their experiences and like even like experiences with artists in the studio, and they were like, whatever stays in clubhouse, you
hilarious.
Know, like so stuff like that. But this time they did like a whole NAMM after party at Bob Horn's studio. So he was there, Dave Pensado was there, and then again it was like a whole herd of like engineers were there just talking, socializing, networking. And yeah, that was like the last NAMM party of the weekend.
Yeah, that was fun. That went late.
It went late. Yeah, some people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it was just people coming in and out. So that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was cool because I think the first day on Friday, I was so focused on like just trying to get a vibe for NAMM that as much as I was talking to people, I wasn't really having full conversations with them because you see someone else and you get interrupted and all this.
Yes.
And that was like kind of the opportunity I had to actually connect with people, talk to them longer, pick their brains if I wanted to, or just, I don't know, get to know them better. So I actually appreciated that we made it out to that. That was really fun.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that what happens on NAMM weekend is that not only the big event happens at the convention center, but a lot of these companies too, they like to book out studios and showcase their gear. So on Sunday in the morning, I went to this brunch by Kylie Speakers, and I forgot what studio they had it at, but it was in West
Village,
LA.
Right?
At the Village, yeah. Right? Yes. So they booked out the studio room, and they, you know, talked about their equipment. They had a whole panel as well, and they're getting also into not only putting out their speakers, but making it affordable for you to purchase surround sound speakers so you could have them at your own studio. So that was pretty cool. And they just demonstrated how they tuned the room and what size of speakers they recommend. So that was also cool to be part of. And they even had, since it was a brunch, they had like eggs, bacon, like coffee. It was pretty cool. It was pretty fun. So a lot of these audio companies like to have their extra showcasings throughout LA.
That's smart because then you get to like check out the studios and see their equipment like in use.
Yes, yes,
rather than just on like the show floor or an exhibit. Yeah.
And I believe the Village Studios were just implementing their whole surround sound room. So that's where Cali came in. Then they, you know, set up their whole thing and they had a whole demo.
I saw someone else actually, Jeff Ellis. He did Frank Ocean's Channel Orange, did Raven Lenae's last album. He has Cali Audio Dolby Atmos set up.
Yeah, they just came out in 2018.
It's brand new.
They're a brand new company, but their whole thing is just making it affordable for you to just get high quality speakers at your own, either your home studio or if you have a big studio, your own surround sound system so you could mix your Dolby Atmos mixes at a good budget.
Did you, and you liked them, right?
I liked them. Yeah. I like the way they sound, and I like the way they look too. And the cool thing is that they I thought they would just be standing because they're kind of like, I guess, vertical in a sense, but they were just like, no, you could actually like flip them to the side and the sound won't get affected. And I'm like, really good. Really, I love that.
Like horizontal.
Yes, I love that you can flip them up or down. So, not like the Yamahas. I don't know. I don't trust them when they're like on their side. I feel like they're made to just be standing up. But to have the flexibility of a speaker just be moved around and you could just put it whatever way you want, that's like a good for me. So hopefully I get some Cali speakers.
There soon. You go.
Yeah.
I heard, you know, other people were like disappointed that it was like less.
I did.
Just smaller. Just, you know, it was a smaller experience for them.
It's funny. I was like, damn, how many times have you been here? Because they were just like, yeah, you know, so-and-so's not here. And the booth was small. And I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
But overall, NAMM, if you are not from California, but you're a music fanatic, you're an audio geek, you have to come to NAMM. Like, make that trip out to Anaheim for that weekend. And because it's like something, and it's a dope experience.
Yeah, I was texting all the homies back in New York, and I was like, you guys should definitely come out next year. Because it's the perfect way to network with LA engineers and just meet so many people, visit so many studios at once. I know a lot of people come out and they're like, oh, I want to tour this studio. Yep. Or I want to see this other studio, and it's hard to get in. Mm-hmm. But basically, on NAMM weekend, they already know that they're going to be hosting some sort of event.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way for you to go check out those facilities. NAMM does really highlight the importance of networking.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were talking about meeting individuals that we only know online, but you still want to present yourself, mm-hmm. like be ready with whatever it is you want to show, whether it's like just your Instagram handle or your handshake of like, hey, you can't just say I'm an engineer. It's kind of like, duh, everyone here is an engineer. So it's like, hey, I messaged you recently. I was trying to be your assistant.
Definitely did that with Manny Marquez.
Exactly. But like, you know, you come ready with your little pitch or whatever it is. So like, make the most of it. It's not just for like taking pictures of XYZ engineer that you admire. Like, try to, I don't know, try to get a job, try to get a project, link with the homies. I know we definitely have some potential work from just our 2 days there. So it's not just, you know, fun and games. You can really get a good opportunity from going to these things.
Yes, yes, yes.
And on that note, I will definitely close it out.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you for listening. And one more thing. Thank you to all those who walked up to us and talked about the podcast and how much they loved it.
Was so sweet.
Oh, man, it was dope. It was dope. I'm glad you guys love the podcast and you're listening and you're excited to see visual content. So now we got to work harder.
Yeah. We're planning that out right now, actually. Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. But I did appreciate that. Oh, my God. I almost forgot to thank everyone that did that because it makes it feel like we're not just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, we're not just putting it on Spotify and being like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at True Peak Hour.
Yes.
You can follow our personal Instagrams. Mine is at HER_EZ.
And mine is JNY.mixedit. And of course, we also have our website, TruePeakHour.com, where you can check our episodes.
Just sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, sign up for our newsletter. You get to see when episodes come out.
Yeah.
In advance.
Exactly. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll see you on the next episode.